So I'm here with Kane Ulrich, the catcher for the Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Kane, the first question I want to ask you is, you're being a catcher, there's a whole different mentality than a lot of the other positions in baseball. For you, how do you approach a game, and really how do you prepare your body for kind of the punishment it takes each day?
Well, we get trained in the weight room. We train there all year, so that really prepares me. And also my background, I was a hockey player, so I played goalie my whole life. And if a ball gets by me, it's just like a goal being scored in hockey, so I don't take to that too well. But that's how I get myself ready. And my first focus is on the pitching staff, first of all, and then offense kind of comes second to that. So that's how I prepare for that.
So working with the pitchers, you've got to learn what each pitcher throws, that type of stuff. And for you, does that mean a lot more study time or interaction with the pitchers? Or what do you do to get to know the pitchers and what they're throwing?
Just practice and stuff like that, like catching bullpens. You see what a guy's throwing. Just, being with them from day one back in September whenever we started. It's just you get to know the guy, and you don't really forget his pitches. It's like sometimes a two-seamer will back up on you or something like that. But other than that, I'm pretty familiar with all of them.
And so for you, looking back in your baseball career, has there been someone that's really kind of pushed you to be your best, whether it's a coach or someone just who is there always to make you try your hardest?
My high school coach, Brian Munhall, played in the Giants organization. I think he saw a few games up in the bigs, but he was a catcher. And I don't know, he was really hard on me, and I didn't realize at the start what he was doing just because I had talent. And finally, my junior year, I kind of, I just started doing things his way. I was kind of a punk my sophomore year, and I'll never forget that. But he really pushed me to be who I am today and the man I am, just and baseball-wise, catching, working hard all the time.
And, you had someone to push you. Is there a major league player that you kind of looked at and said, I kind of like the way they play and kind of want to use that for my own style?
I'd have to say Dustin Pedroia for sure, even though I'm a Mariners fan. Pedroia, he's similar to my height, and I read his book, and I'll never forget the story that he told in his book. He went into Arizona State with a cutoff and said, "Coach, if you don't want me, I got like six other Division I schools ready to offer me, so I'm either having a full ride or I'm not." But he's just a gamer and plays the game the right way and hard. He's always got dirt on his uni, so he's my favorite player, no doubt.
Yeah, he is one of those players who just seems to go balls to the wall and does everything. And for you, being a catcher, but also when you're on the base pass, do you kind of get that same mentality where you just go all out and whatever you can do to get to the next base, you do it?
Yeah, for sure. Love running the bases. Sometimes you don't get on every time, but when I get out there, I like to create a little havoc and let the flow go a little bit.
So also kind of looking at things, as a baseball player, it's a lot about routine, doing the same thing day in and day out. Are there any routines or even superstitions that you kind of follow or use as you approach each day?
I kind of like to venture away from that stuff, but one thing I do before I come to the park is big Christian, so I read the Bible and read a little passage that's going to keep me locked in on to what's the most important in my life. But that's all I really do for superstitions. I'm loose and just kind of do whatever I want before the game. I don't really have a routine, so that's about it.
And we know for baseball players, being a person of faith, it sometimes can be challenging. So, how has your faith impacted you as a player?
Well, last year I wasn't as big as in my faith as I am now, but this year, failing, baseball, you're never going to be perfect unless you go like 4-for-4, which is pretty odd, but you just got to look at it as God's good all the time and just blessed to play the game, and that's the way I look at it. I'm always happy, and just it's a privilege to be out here playing college baseball, dream come true.
And then also, there's a lot of kids who are growing up and looking and hoping to play college ball or professional. What is advice that you would share with them that maybe you learned growing up?
First, I just like to tell them to be their own player. Don't try and be somewhere you're not. If you're 5'7", don't try and hit home runs, even though you may have that kind of power. But just do you and be the man. Be a man, first of all, before you become a baseball player. That's all I have to really say to them.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.